Hello there, and welcome to this episode of the Star Wars Shatterpoint Gamers Guild podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about theme and synergy of squads in the game currently. My name is Sean, and welcome to the Gamers Guild. So on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be speaking about just like kind of like the primaries in the game and like what kind of lists speak of, like, or just go with the thematic list you can take with you, but also like some more better synergy lists, you kind of like better suited slots and things like that. And today I'm joined by Matt. Matt, how you doing?
I'm good, Sean. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So I guess like gaming wise, what have you been up to lately?
Nothing much. Playing some, little bit of Shatterpoint, a little bit of MCP, a little bit of CDH for Magic. Just got my Adepticon tickets today, so I'll be playing in the premiere showdown on that Saturday.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I still got to get my tickets. I'm, not being able to play in any events this year. Well, actually, my first year, I should say. But, I will be, helping judge at the MCP events. That'll be fun.
Yeah, should be.
Absolutely. That's good to hear, man. Actually, funny enough, you've been doing a lot of the hobbies I've been doing lately. Been playing a little bit of a Commander, CDH both, and playing a little bit of MCP and Shatterpoint. So it's been good. It's been real good. Still on the Infinity train as well.
Still need to try that game out. Seems fun.
I'm supposed to be giving you a demo if we got the time for it this coming weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming over for some MCP in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be a great time. But, yeah, no. So I guess kind of deep diving into our topic for today. We've kind of broken down a big list here. We have all the primaries going on. I figured we'd kind of go in a bit in order of, you know, as best we can, of like kind of release scheduled. Looking at each individual primary and then going from there, just kind of like giving a quick jab at where, like, their best thematic list, and also like where we found like they kind of synergize well in, understanding that the list they, or like the characters they come with, usually like their secondaries and supports, are like in most situations the highest thematic point you can really be. But maybe like go talk about pairings of other squads with your full strike team that can make a good synergy there, and just like a very thematic list. So do you want to go? I guess we'll tackle core box first. So how about you, Matt? Go ahead and give me any core box character you want to start with.
Oh, one I want to start with. We'll start with Asajj, because she's an A. So Asajj, I mean, really, she can basically go anywhere. She has some her squad's not really thematic per se in the box. I mean, because she's just paired with Kalani and some droids, but right. She can synergize in a lot of different places because she has the Dathomirian tag, so she can pair well with a like Mother Squad, Mother Talzin squad. If you're wanting to hold Dathomirian fill, to double up on some of their triggers. But she's also got the CIS tag, so she has the slip away ability. So, I mean, that that doesn't come up that much in my games because I don't usually target stuff that's targeting her in melee. So, but that is one thing that your opponent might forget about that lets her get out of combat and get a hunker token.
Yeah, that's definitely some great spots for her, for sure. And, yeah, like, definitely agree with the whole thematicness there as well. I guess, you know, we're sticking with some A's here. Granted, it's General first, but we'll go with Anakin. General Anakin Skywalker. Obviously he comes with his clone troopers here, and that would absolutely be the best thematicness here. I think like for a pairing and a strike team, easily goes with well with Obi-Wan, and, you know, bringing the second 12 and going a list like that, that's obviously like a huge thematic list. Where Anakin really shines, so it's just keep pairing him with good clone troopers, really getting those synergies off of his tags. You really pair well because he really just wants to smack hard, and like that's what he's good at. So I feel like pairing him with either, like, you can kind of go one of two directions for some good synergy of either, like, you have a hard control other primary to kind of put him with, or you can go kind of opposite and you can just go for like a full just dive bomb list and try to just like wipe, like, not necessarily completely take your opponent off the table, but try to like wound them as fast as possible, make all their stuff cost a lot more force. Found like either one of those directions is pretty good for him. So maybe pairing him with like a Queen Padme, General Obi-Wan, of course, even though that's also, again, those synergies there work very well. Luminara seems to be okay with him, but I think sometimes she punches a little too light at times. But yeah, that's kind of like good synergies that I've seen with old Anakin.
I mean, if you really want to go all Murderbot with Anakin, just bring maybe Grievous. If you really want to hit your primaries, hit like a trick.
Right. Yeah, no, that's like probably one of the hardest hitting lists you could do in the game outside of maybe Anakin's other personality,
half.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so all right, your choice next. What are the other two you would like to take?
We'll stick with the A's. Ahsoka Tano, Jedi No More, is another primary. She can be very her theme, I mean, Rex goes well with her as well, rather than sticking with the Mandos. But, I mean, really, she's pretty flexible. You can either go theme with her, or you can just build a list where you're going to try to capitalize all her out-of-activation movements, the healing. So, I mean, if you really want, like, a really tanky squad, you could pair with Luminara and just, you know, try to tank everything that your opponent throws at you. While healing it all back up. So, I mean, you can go... I mean, she's not as offensive as some of the other ones, but she's going to put some damage through and control the board.
Yeah, her on-wound triggering with her identity is very, very good. I've seen it do some work in games myself.
Oh, it'll definitely get her places you don't expect her to get her.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll take the last one in the box. We'll go with Lord Maul here. Lord Maul, in a very similar vein with Ahsoka, he has like a little bit of synergy with, like, you know, his Dothmerian tag, so he can fare well with like the Mother Talzin box. Also, you know, Visage and that. But at the same time, too, he has a lot of just like his kit, just very standalone. So he gets paired with the Mandos in the box, and I think that's actually pretty good with him. He's very fine with that because he kind of, I don't want to say he doesn't care, but he has a like a kit in a way that he just kind of facilitates himself, and that in its own right has a lot of merit in this game that I've come to see. Just like having a kit that doesn't have to like lean on to what all you bring with you so much, and just have a character that's just innately powerful all on their own is a pretty big boon. It's what I've come to find.
He's also a good primary if, like, if your rest your list is really force hungry. He doesn't have to use the force himself because he can just, you know, damage himself to do his powers. So
right,
that's another thing to think about when you're building lists with him. So you could actually pair him with somebody that, you know, clones or whatever, that, you know, need more force to be able to do what they do, or, you know, sticking with this still with Mandos, because Mandos are a little force hungry as well to get all their jetpacks and whatnot.
Yes, yeah, I think it's a very good pairing. I mean, I think there's some anti-themed lists here you can even do with him, with like pairing him with a Luminara, because again, like, Maul smacks really hard, but he damages himself doing so. So maybe like Luminara can like pop him back up and let him keep doing work, things like that.
Or if you want to go full on like anti-theme, have him work with Obi-Wan.
Yeah, right. All right, so going on to the initial drop releases, who would you like to take?
Let's take my boy Dooku, because he comes before O. So Dooku, he's got a lot of force. He's definitely going to be more his theme is basically his box. because, I mean, his box works very well together. And he really benefits from having other thematic, like, separatist alliance units. So you definitely want droids on the table with him, because he can move supporting units around, make them attack once one of your other primaries or secondary units gets wounded. So I think you still want to stick with the droids with him, so just to benefit from all that synergy that he provides.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The primary, your other primary doesn't matter as much, but just stick with supporting and secondary units as a separatist alliance and our droids, and you should be good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So from there, I think that would be our Illuminar box, plans and preparation.
You're going to skip Obi-Wan?
Man, I guess so. No. Yeah, no, you're correct. Yeah, we'll go ahead and go with General Obi-Wan Kenobi here. It's actually a little bit of a joke. My Obi-Wan is still in box in my craft room right now. But yeah, no.
My second one's still in the box. The first one, I broke his lightsaber. So.
Oh, no. That's no bueno.
I mean, he'll probably never make my table anyway.
That's fair. And that's not to say the takeaway that he's a bad character. That's far from the truth, actually.
Just my love of the dark side and their right. playstyle.
You and I both. Hence I titled this episode a Sith guide to nice. Synergies and theme here. So yeah, so we have General Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's far from what we were just joking about here. Like, he is probably one of the best things you can be doing within just like Galactic Republic. Very good synergies there with him. Fantastic with all, like, any and all clone troopers he brings, thematic as well. He does well, like, with primary wise, like Mace Windu's been fine. Anakin's fine. It's not thematic exactly, but him and Vader is really good. And then, like, Padme's great too. I'm sure him and Plo Koon, when he drops, will have some really cool things about him, which, by the way, we'll be sticking with current release characters. We're probably not doing so much like we might do some speculation towards the end of this here, but we're probably just going to mostly stick with like what's currently released. But yeah, no, he's got a lot going on there. Just a fantastic primary all around with, like, there's just synergy for days on this character with all the Galactic Republic releases, with how his hunker gimmick works. Just wonderful piece that you really can't go wrong with who you pair him with, but definitely has a bit more synergy with a couple of them being more like Mace, maybe Queen, and Luminara as well. All right. So now we have what, plans and preparations and Appetite for Destruction, I believe, came out next. So what would you like to take?
I don't remember. Plans is Luminar, right?
Plans is Luminar, yes. And right, I believe if we want to go be technical, plans was definitely first because Appetite got delayed.
Yep. I'll go with them. I'll let you have the dark side barks this time. Luminara, I think she works pretty well staying, synergizing with just Galactic Republic. I mean, like most of the light side Jedi's will. I don't think you have to keep her secondary with her, even though Barriss is actually pretty good as well. But the best thing about Luminara is her identity. Being able to fully heal somebody is bonkers. Or, well, not her identity, her powerful recovery. Just, you know, your opponent's like laying into somebody, leaves them at one health. She can just move within three of them and fully undo everything they did. But her identity's very good as well. So, I mean, just pair her with anything Galactic Republic. Like you mentioned, I think she pairs really well with an Obi-Wan squad, pairs really well with a Mace squad. So, and actually, she pairs very well with whatever you're doing with Ahsoka as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like the synergies with her and Ahsoka. That's probably one of the more, like, arguably one of the most, like, tanky lists you could really make. I think just between, like, all of her healing, what she does, and then, like, Ahsoka's identity and everything she can do as well. like, there's just so much going on with that kind of a list.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I will take our General Grievous. General Grievous is one of the hardest hitting monsters in the game we have currently. Fantastic synergy, of course, with battle droids. Just battle, like, keyword soup galore kind of between, like, the battle droids and everything they do. And then, like, what he kind of gives to them as well, on top of just being a, as I've said in other episodes, a swift blender. Like, this man can, like, storm across the board, or scuttle, if you will, across the map, and just whack anything. And you, like, a lot of times it's gonna be a wound when he swings. I like him in big blender lists. So, like, you can go with a, like, a Maul, or maybe even a Vader, if you just want just raw power. You're kind of abandoning like a bit of, like, that synergy there by doing that. But in turn, you just have these two monstrosity primary pieces that just, like, with that it being said, like, has a synergy in itself of just, I'm going through and I'm going to wound whatever I point at. Between both Grievous and Vader, like, they are very fast with their power suite to move across the board. So I've been liking that a lot. Or you can stick a little bit more with, like, the droid synergies and pair them with, like, Asajj or Dooku, and kind of just use that whole battle droid keyword soup that they kind of have going on. But that's been my experience with General Grievous here.
I think the best thing about putting him on the table is you're probably playing with the best looking model they've made for the game so far.
Not wrong. It was funny too, because when he released, I was actually kind of down on him. I was like, yeah, he kills stuff, but, like, that's all he does. But then the more I played the game, I was just, well, yeah, no, getting wounding in is, like, very important.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun to play. Kind of feels bad when your opponent blocks very well, but
right.
He's definitely fun to play if you like just throwing loads of dice and murdering things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so going from there, I believe we have what the party is over pack. I want to say that was one of the next ones.
I think Tal, it was either Inquisitor or Talzin, I think, was next.
Oh, no, hold up. No, it was, I think it was the Inquisitors, right?
Yeah, it was either Inquisitor or Talzin, one of the two.
We'll go Inquis. So how about you take Inquisitors? Or would you rather have Mother Talzin?
Nah, Inquisitor is fine. So the Grand Inquisitor, this is definitely an harder one to build around, because you want to try to be thematic and keep that, that keyword, which we'll talk about in further episodes, because we're going to deep dive on that at a different time. But you want to have as many Inquisitors as possible for him. I think Inquisitors fall better in a Premier Showdown format, in my opinion, because if your opponents don't have Force users, you're not going to get his full gamut of abilities to go off. But he is not the strongest primary. He's got some tricks up his sleeve, but his best thing is his supporting units. Fifth Brother, both his supporting units are actually very good in my opinion, but you're going to want to try to stay with that hit. You can pair him with, Vader's thematic with him. Just cause you're hunting down all the Jedis. The list I like to play with him is just all the red double bladed lightsabers.
So you just
run them all. You got him, Maul, third sister, fourth sister, fifth brother, Savage. So that way you just have everybody with double red.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, my experience with him is kind of very similar to what you're talking about, and I agree that they probably have a better game with, like, a Premier Showdown. They synergy wise, it's again. Alluding to like what's coming in the future with our podcast, like, there's not a lot of, like, kind of keyword things that are going on with these characters here and with his whole squad that really has a lot of support. You have thematic lists there, but it's only partially so, because again, you pair him with Vader, but then, you know, Vader is like kind of singleton. You can pair, I think they'll be a bit better with the new Vader coming out with the stormtroopers, and you'll be a lot more on theme.
Yeah, with that'll be interesting.
Right, yeah. I think that'll be a bit better. Like, maybe do like a Vader with the sergeant stormtrooper, and then put in like the fourth sister as the support instead of the other stormtroopers. That'd be pretty cool. So, but yeah. Other than that, yeah, no, Grand Inquisitor is interesting, very interesting tricks. I also think, and this is kind of like a little bit off topic, but I have a hunch that maybe the secrets uncovered power that he has with that deals with objective tokens gets a lot better once we have more missions that come out with maybe like closer range tokens and whatnot. Like, I think
he might be better on the Death Donut, maybe.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Like, I think actually he has a bit of interesting game on like the new mission that just came out back in November. So, yeah. All right. So from there we have Mother Talzin. Mother Talzin has fantastic synergies, not kind of in a similar vein to Grand Inquisitor, not like a whole lot currently in the game. There's not a lot of Deathmarians, but, you know, you start looking at some of these primaries here and you get like, oh, well, Saj is a Deathmarian, Maul's a Deathmarian. Like, you have that. You also have within that same box, you get Savage. And so Savage, you know, Maul, the brothers, that's that kind of set, you know, spells itself. Very easy to do. And on top of that, it's not a bad list too. The synergies are, yeah, like the synergies are there. Knights and like that, they've been pretty good. I've seen on the table. Savage can be hit or miss. Kind of like quite literally in that sense.
Last game I played against him, he wrecked my face.
Yeah. Like, he hits for a secondary. He hits like a Mack truck. Very good at like assassinating primaries, and that's really what you want to do with them. So you can have like this very aggressive list with like Mother and also Maul, or if you kind of want to go like a little bit more of the control side of things with like a Savage just being like your like assassin piece, you can do the Asajj route. The synergies are there and they're great. Outside of that though, she's a little held back, because outside, like, maybe you can do like a Cad Bane with her. That would be interesting. But other than that, though, there's not too much really going there when it comes to theme and synergy. But what she does have is pretty strong in the game that we've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I think she also, her box kind of pairs well with Grievous's box to throw out damage too. Yeah. I mean, the Dathomirian the Night Sisters can, you know, pass out their conditions that they trigger just to help, you know, your droids from Grievous's box, because they have the autonomy of themselves. Mother, and if they get wounded, Mother Talzin gets to move and make an attack. So,
right. I wonder if there's some interesting synergies there with like her box and like the new Ewoks coming out too.
Oh, the teddy bears?
Yeah, the teddy bears. Yeah. You know, Dathomirians and teddy bears, that totally goes together, right?
Sure. Oddly enough, you can run teddy bears with the Grand Inquisitor.
Ooh.
In the same squad.
That's a woof. That's a big woof there. All right, so going from there, now we can move on to the Windu box. Would you want to go ahead and take Windu?
I think you're still skipping one.
Am I? Who am I skipping now?
You're skipping the Vader box.
The Vader box. Vader box. Yeah, I am.
I mean, where does he not go?
Yeah, that's...
yeah. I mean, he helps anything you're putting with him. And you can pair him with so much.
So what are his better synergies? How about that question? Go ahead and take that away, Matt.
Synergy-wise, if your list is trying to take somebody out, he helps them no matter what, because they can damage themselves to get more dice to, you know, try to get those wounds or push people off. He gets around the board wherever he wants to. He's got lots of health. I mean, his probably like one of the best things that's paired with him is Queen Amidala on for one thing.
That's a little thematic, right?
It's a little thematic, yeah. I mean, even though like he kind of killed her. But just taking Padme's box with Vader and like Obi-2, and that's kind of anti-synergy right there. But and a supporting unit that fits that need, because I can't remember the points on Obi-2 right now. But Dallas has wrecked me in the past. Vader and Windu list with clones is really good. I mean, there's just so much you compare with Vader.
Yeah, he's a Swiss Army knife in the game for sure. And it's just because of that identity. The identity just doesn't care. It's just that, and like any characters that's already like good in engagement, and she just makes even better. And then any characters that like normally aren't supposed to be good in engagement suddenly are.
Yep.
It's really strong. They made him keyword soup. So now all of a sudden he does get the synergy with like your freaking clone troopers and all these other, and now he'll also get these synergies once we start getting more Empire stuff too. So I think it kind of stinks, of course. We've mentioned this in previous episodes, but sucks that he's behind like a, you know, $90 paywall, but he's juiced. He's very powerful.
Make him worth that cost.
Yeah, right? Like he's very, very powerful. He synergizes so well with so much, to the point of like even lists that shouldn't have the synergies just kind of do. And it's all thanks to that identity. When it comes to thematic lists, I mean, of course you have the Inquisitors. We joked about, of course, with Padme too. So, but that's currently about it. I'm sure we'll get some more stuff once more Empire comes out.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So now we can move on.
Now the party's over.
Now the party's over. That's right. We got Mace here. Mace Windu. Mace is very interesting. He is kind of this interesting conundrum, you know, being like the first and only currently six squad point primary. So he's kind of linchpinned on some options, unfortunately. That being said, he's pretty powerful in his own right. I think there is some untapped potential with this character that maybe some people just haven't quite figured out yet. He's quite strong, of course, synergizes well with like insert Galactic Republic people here. Pairs well with like Padme. He pairs well with Obi-Wan, Luminara, Anakin. Him and Anakin are kind of interesting just for the fact that you can punch, like that's a very punchy list.
Kenny would love it. And you get 8 force.
Right, yeah. An 8 force list that just punches so hard. Because he hits pretty hard. Not quite as hard as Anakin. But very close. Very, very close.
And he
close.
Also has the one of the few ways that the Galactic Empire or Galactic Republic can refresh force.
Correct, yes. Absolutely. So yeah, like an Anakin will as well. And that way Anakin can also actually burn more force to get in the extra attack, maybe even like get the extra point power going on. So I like that one a lot. That's like one of the few places I actually like think Anakin's got some legs in this game. You know, sorry, Kenny, not to crap on you there. But like, I think like Mace Anakin actually can like hold its own, if you will. Definitely not the best thing you can be doing in the Galactic Republic or the game in general, of course. But I mean, if you just love these characters, that is definitely an avenue you can go. So you have some great synergies with that. And again, like thematic wise, it works well too. I mean, you can do like the whole like Anakin Mace team, you know, and like, you know, maybe Anakin turns on Mace later. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Overall, like great synergies again with these Galactic Republic characters. Vader's also an option too, just to make him punch that much harder. Make sure he goes all the way down his track as much as he can. So going from that, we got what is the next box?
I think, Kenny.
No, sorry, Matt.
You're good. I think the next box is Cad Bane's box, isn't it?
It's Cad Bane around me.
Yeah, I think it's Cad Bane.
Oh,
I think those two came out at the same time. or really close to it. Let's go with Cad Bane. I know he's one of our favorite primaries between me and you. Mm-hmm. I mean, his box is interesting because they are kind of like the jack of all trades. They can really go anywhere because they get, you know, they like they can spend force to, you know, adapt tags. And he's one of the better units at refreshing force for primaries, because anytime somebody you wound somebody, you get a force back. If it's a bounty hunter, you get a second one. he gets around wherever he needs to get to with his no one gets between me and my job. I mean, the only place he's kind of lacking is his health, his stamina. So, but
right, I mean, some could say he also doesn't punch very hard too.
Kind of. I mean, but I think the people that might be saying that are not using his no one gets between me and my job trigger enough.
Sure.
Because that's just auto 2 damage if they're in range 4.
Yeah, that's very fair.
But, I mean, thematic-wise, I mean, he's a bounty hunter. He can go anywhere. Just synergy-wise, basically the same. I mean, I personally like to pair him with Dooku just because Cad provides so little force power. Dooku gives you 4. And then between both units in that game, both primaries, you're going to be refreshing force. So, I mean, you usually have enough force to do what you need to. Another interesting place, I think, might be with Padme.
Sure.
Because her triggers and whatnot. And another interesting, well, you kind of already mentioned it with the Mother Talzin box, but I think those two boxes might pair well together. I haven't tried that one out yet myself, but
yeah, I haven't either. I know I've have some locals that have done like a game or two. They have like their own like main, of course, but they've done it as well. They said it seemed pretty good, so I wanted to try to put that on the table at some point myself.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing about this box is it's only going to get better with more releases.
Yes, absolutely. It is. That box is quite strong. The support bounty hunters are pretty good, especially with, you know, the power to just like give them any keyword is quite good. But, you know, unfortunately, as we mentioned, especially previous episode too, that the secondary in that box is a bit lacking.
Yeah, she's probably a little overcosted on the curve. But I mean, she's still good in her own right.
Right, for sure. All right. So, yes, now doing this, we will go with the Padme box here. They actually, Cad and Padme dropped at the same time, so we're good on that. Padme, again, very much keyword. So she's interesting for the fact that she has Galactic Republic keywords, but also like these Handmaiden keywords. She absolutely works best with her Handmaidens. I would never split this box up.
I would never take that box apart. I mean, those three should, or those four models should always be glued together.
Right. Absolutely. Now who you want to pair her with within your strike team is a bit, you know, that of course varies. You have great synergy again with Obi-Wan Kenobi. She has great synergy with Mace Windu, Luminara, like, you have a lot of great options within that. They deceptively hit hard, especially with her coordinated fire double damage.
Yeah.
yeah. Like you look at it on paper and you're like, oh, this, you know, a little pillow fisted, but then you like put it on the table and play and you're like, oh, I get it. Like it just doesn't take long to kind of figure out like what they really want to do. They are definitely a bit tricky at times, especially with her servant of the people identity and knowing like what side you want to be on between faith and diplomacy or the aggressive negotiations side and really what you want to do with that. But outside of that, she pairs well with most I've seen. I've liked her a lot, mostly with like Obi-Wan or Mace personally. I know a lot of people have been kind of hyped about Plo Koon when he comes out.
Yeah, I still think she pairs very well with Jedi Hunter Vader as well, just because since he has that Galactic Empire or Republic tag, she can make him move too.
Right, and that's actually, yes, that you definitely took my point away. I think that might be currently her best pairing. is with Jedi Hunter Vader. Again, not thematic so much outside of a, hey, husband and wife, but the synergy there is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So from there, we are.
I think it's everybody that's out.
It is. Absolutely. So we can kind of go over some speculation a little bit. We won't deep dive over everything we've done here. But, you know, we have our next boxes currently are going to be the new Vader with Stormtroopers and Luke Skywalker. I think we should probably skip over them just because they are in an interesting case, considering we have one being Rebels and the other one being Empire. I guess we can talk a little bit about Vader and maybe just like touch a little bit on Luke. What would you like to take, Matt?
I'll take Luke to let you have the dark side this time.
All right, go for it.
So yeah, Luke, he is interesting to me. He's kind of like a mix between Anakin and Obi-Wan. Just is what it seems like to me without putting him on the table yet. I'm not sure how all the Rebel stuff's gonna play out yet. I mean,
right.
Do these boxes, they release this month or next month?
So it'll be this month for Luke and Vader. And then I believe it's next month for it's like a big drop because it's Plo Koon and both Ewok boxes.
So Plo Koon and the cannibal teddy bears. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, once we get our hands on this box, I think we might be able to have some more insight on it, but without being able to put it on the table and see how he act or like plays or how his squad gels together, it's hard to say with him. I mean, he's got a pretty good kit, because he can, he could jump, he can, when he's engaged with attacks, after attacks resolve, if it contain a failure, then he can heal and jump away. So, I mean, I think he's got some survivability. I'm not sure. I mean, I think he'll just mainly be a little bit like Maul and, kind of be his own thing. His squad doesn't really depend on him. So
let's see here. So after that, we have the Darth Vader Emperor's Servant box, and kind of similar to how Luke is. He has this interesting synergy here. Like he refreshes force by himself, very similar to Luke does. He is offers a little bit more of just like synergy with the Galactic Empire characters. He also hits very hard in his own right, but again, like not having that identity that current Vader has is a thing. But his identity is very interesting in the fact that he just like all of a sudden just like, oh, I didn't wound anybody. I'm just going to go back in the deck. We'll try again. I think he'll have a bit better of homes, like whenever more Empire stuff comes out. You could definitely, if you want to dodge that high price point, you can pair him well more with the Inquisitors, keep him with the Stormtroopers, or as I mentioned previously, like maybe even swap out the Troopers for the other support Inquisitor. I usually prefer Fifth Brother, and then Fourth Sister is kind of a close second to me. I'm in the same kind of camp as Matt in that I think she's a little undervalued at times. I think she's actually very strong in her own right, but I'm not blind enough to know that Fifth Brother is probably just the better one of the two. Yeah. That all being said, he fits in he definitely fits in the same areas that current Vader does, and for the most part. I just don't know. He's not going to have the synergies that the current Vader has of just like, or the flexibility, I should say, of being able to kind of go almost anywhere and just make that list solid. This Vader's not going to be able to do that as much. And considering he's only really Galactic Empire and Sith, obviously a Force user, he's going to have to be kind of like sticking his lane in with a lot of his lists. Yeah. And then I guess like a very light touch on the Ewoks coming out, and I'll go ahead and take that one. They're Ewoks. They are gonna play with each other and just like be very cuddly and cute. You do get like a couple characters out of there. So I know like Leia is going to be in that box as in one of the boxes. And she does have the Rebel Alliance tag. So once we get more of that to come out, she'll have some good synergies out there. She'll have synergies with Luke if you want to go ahead and run her. Also, she turns the Ewok tag into the Rebel Alliance tag. So whatever Ewok she's bringing, she makes them Rebel Alliance.
Well, she also makes Alliance Ewoks.
Also Ewoks as well. That's right.
She does both.
Right. So she also makes it to where she can like branch out once more Rebel Alliance starts coming out. Then if you really want to play a lot of teddy bears, you can do that. Or you can start sprinkle to taste, if you will, like between Rebel Alliance characters, Ewoks characters, as long as you bring Leia or.
I know I've already got a local who's very excited about the Ewoks.
Oh, we have a league coming up, and we have been not me presenting, but the person running it has been asked to push the league back even further to start the league once the Ewoks are out.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think he's going to cave and do that. I'm not sure 100% though. But yeah, no, it's very interesting mechanic. I don't know how good that's going to be considering that is her identity and she's a primary, but
yeah, I mean, it kind of restricts her to, you know, working with some Ewoks, but
yeah, for sure. Like those Ewoks better be sweet. I know we've seen a good chunk of them at this point, but, yeah.
I mean, her identity is not, I mean, identity power is a nice thing. It's not necessarily how it defines how that character plays. So.
And then you look at Vader.
I mean, truth, but
yeah, but no, I definitely understand what you're saying. And yes, like to me, this is a pretty fair and balanced identity, but I hope this, you know, like this stays a status quo and they, you know, it's one thing to push the envelope on some stuff, but like, hopefully they don't get too crazy because I can definitely see this Leia here not staying up to snuff down the road if they really start pushing like the power of identities.
Yeah.
But
worst thing about her is the sculpt.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Oh, man. I mean, why do they go the Legion sculpt, man?
Man, that one's not even better though.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. Why did they go that route? Like it's same model, just like without big bobblehead.
Like, well, yes, yeah, I'm going to have a bad mini for some reason.
Yeah, so go ahead and take our boy Plo Koon.
Yeah, the best light side Jedi.
Right.
Yeah, that I know we both and Ben's already like gushed over wanting to play with Plo Koon. Yeah, he's definitely going to work anywhere Galactic Republic that you need him to. And another interesting thing, I think he'll work well with Padme because the trooper keyword, because your handmaidens have the trooper keyword, which
sure
is kind of weird, but his box also comes with two secondaries, so you can kind of make a choice there because it comes with a Padawan Ahsoka for all those people that didn't get the early release of her. So but Plo, he's definitely going to be interesting because you want to try to, I think he'll work well in the Death Donut, his squads will, because he wants to be close to them because of his identity, but I mean he also has some control things where he can push people away, so I think as long as you pair him with somebody that's gonna, you know, help you control points, and so he might even be good with Luminara to, you know, just keep healing him or your units as well. So
yeah, he was the reason I mentioned like, or like very kind of hesitant on like the whole like Ahsoka and Luminara being like the best like defensive thing you can do currently, because I think once Plo Koon comes out, that's probably where you really want to be.
Yeah,
it's like Plo Koon, Luminara, and like that is an insanely tanky team.
Yep, he will definitely get me to at least dabble in some clones.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's that, and, like, also, of course, Obi-Wan with the hunker stuff, too. But, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all great. And I know, folks say, like, if it sounded a little echo chambery and whatnot, that's just because, like, again, we don't have a lot. We're just now branching out into these other, like, eras and things like that. We're starting to get into Rebel Alliance, Galactic Empire. So we're gonna get a bit more coming in the near future of just like what we can start, like maybe mixing and matching from like those eras or these other eras, back and forth. But you know, in the meantime, this is what we have. This is kind of what we've seen speculated. I know I'm excited for a couple of the more future releases to see what they bring. I know the which box is it? It's the one with the Ursa, Iden Versio. That's her.
The Inferno Squad.
Yeah, with the Inferno Squad. Yeah, I'm super excited for that box. I think that'll bring some really interesting options for Empire as well down the road. Maybe even some options with Cad Bane too. But yeah, as a good wrap up here. What are your probably like your top three favorite like thematic slash like synergy like list that you like strike team you could put together? What's like your top three you can think of, Matt?
So like synergy wise, I mean I like my Cad Dooku list. Thematic wise, it's probably gonna be I'll throw Kenny a bone. I'll do a General Anakin Skywalker with with Rex and the two of hers, and then Padme's box, just because it's a decent box and decent pairing, and you have a lot of theme there because you know they like to you know save each other and get in aggressive negotiations.
Right.
Third one. I'm just going to go with a synergy one. It's the Oops All Mandos. I mean, so you basically pick two primaries that you want to play with and then run all the other Mandos, run Bo-Katan, Gar, and the Super Commandos and the Clan Crease. I prefer to use Asajj and Maul because that way Maul doesn't have to use Force. You can save that Force for the Mandos if you need to. That's just my two picks for that pairing. Because Asajj is kind of like a super solo as well. She can just go do her own thing and let the Mandos hunker down and take where they need to.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I guess for me, it'll probably be, I mean, you and I are very kindred spirits in the whole Cad Dooku list. You and I played that at the same time for a long time. I like Queen and Kenobi. That's very, very good. They've been, every time I've seen them on the table, they've been very impressive to me. And you can keep it inbox. I would probably swap out Cody though, if we're going to go more like better synergies and just kind of like better thematic fittings like that. Cody's been okay. I've seen on the Death Zone net, like the newer mission. But not as well on the first mission that has launched with the game. That I have found. But if you want to keep that thematic list with General Kenobi, you're more than welcome to. So I like that list as well. Vader and the Inquisitors, I have a soft spot for. And they would make my top three as well. I just think that list is really, really cool. Unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do just like complete thematicness because like there's not a lot you can really do as a secondary with Vader until the new Vader comes out in this month. Then you can take that Stormtrooper Sergeant and put him in there, and then now it actually like thematically fits.
You know what's also kind of funny about some of the naming? We have clones that have actual names, and yet the Stormtroopers, they're just generic.
Oh yeah, right. Like, I will say this though, and this is kind of like to the merit of them, is like I'm happy to see that they're not afraid to do like some generic name characters for secondaries.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but I just find it a little funny.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Like, but it does again. Yeah. It does make me happy to see that they're not afraid to like, oh, here's a secondary. Well, this is a stormtrooper sergeant. You know, gives me hopes and dreams down the road of like, maybe like Old Republic stuff and adding in like generic Jedi.
Yeah.
And things like that. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully we've seen something like that, like down the road into like, I'm sure things like that are way into this game's lifetime. I'm sure this game will look very different by the time that kind of stuff even comes out or is even thought of. Well, maybe not thought of. I'm sure it's thought of. But well, all right, Matt. Is there anything else you got for me, or do you think this would be good for you?
If those people that are coming to Adeptcon will both be there if you want to catch us up there. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it more closer it gets to Adeptcon. But I think most of the events are already filled up for Shatterpoint. Let me just check real quick.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the meantime, while you're checking on that too. Yes, absolutely. I will be there as well. I'm scheduled to be doing or TOing for a lot of the MCP events that are there. I might get moved over to some of the Shatterpoint events as well. That's a possibility, but most likely just sticking with MCP.
So for the main premiere showdown, there's one ticket right now at this current.
There's
moment.
How many tickets right now?
One for the premiere showdown left.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Please, audience, I'm sure by the time this gets published, that one will be gone. So
yeah,
probably. I apologize, but go ahead and double check. Maybe there's some drops. Maybe you're able to get in.
People, plan to go now and then end up dropping closer to date if something else comes up. Another exciting thing I think to mention that's at Adeptcon, at least I'm excited for it, is the GNK racing, the Gonk racing. So I don't know what it's going to be, but, you got your little Gonk droid from the Take Cover Terrain pack, and you're going to be racing them, apparently.
Heck yes. That sounds awesome. So, but yeah, feel free to come drop a nosy hi to one of us. I know a lot of the other Gamer Guild cast is going to be there as well. Unfortunately, our co-host Ben's not going to be there.
Kenny's not going to be there.
Yeah, Kenny won't be there either. I mean, I was kidding. Yeah, no, Kenny won't be there either. Us two from a Shatterpoint side will be there, though. I think a good chunk of the MCP side will be there. I know I'll be TOing stuff with Nate, so that'll be great. That rhymed. But outside of that, yeah. If that's going to be all for us, so hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and remember to keep on gaming.